I mean, we've been pleased with how he's played both in practice and in the games, and he'll be in there a little bit longer, I think, than he has the first two. You know, I don't know exactly. You know, a lot of that's by feel, how the game's going and how many reps he's gotten and what kind of success we've had as far as when he specifically will come out. So that's still to be seen, but I would anticipate more so than certainly more than the Cleveland game and probably more than Oakland. Yeah, no, it'll be good. You know, again, it's we game planned a little bit more maybe than we would have for the first two games, but it's still not as specific maybe as it will be come Monday Night Football. But yeah, it'll anytime Calvin's out there, it's a lot more fun.
We've seen Calvin play for a long time around here, but how is he going to be utilized differently in your offense this year?
You know, I don't specifically want to talk about what happened last year, but I think he's going to move around a lot. You know, you'll see more motion from him. You'll see him lined up at different spots, inside and outside.
How do you look at the progress? Has that been by feel as well?
Of the whole offense? Yeah, I think so. You know, it's hard to say in practice because a lot of it's non-padded and, you know, was that a sack? Was it not a sack? Was that – so for me, it's always been like how are we executing? Are guys lining up in the right spots and are they doing the right things? You know, it was nice in Oakland that we had a couple good drives, but if we hadn't, I don't know if I'd feel a whole lot different. You know, I think that helps with the confidence of the whole team, but it's really just – it's just execution.
We saw Colston move around a lot.
Yeah.
I
think it benefits one. It's hard for a defense to know to target him. You know, if they want to roll coverage to him or double him, it's harder if he's in multiple spots. And then I think every play you look at, you know, you might want a guy with his skill set. I mean, you'd like four of his skill sets. But the point being, you know, you may want Golden Tate inside for a certain play, and you might want Golden outside. And the same thing would apply for you know, all of the receivers that you might have active. You know, it's you look at each play individually and say, well, where does he fit in best in this specific scheme? And it takes, you know, players with some intelligence, and luckily we have that with our receiver group, our running back group, and our tight end group, and the coaches are good at getting them able to line up in those different spots.
As an overall unit, where do you think you stand after 2 weeks going into this game? I mean, what do you want to accomplish in game 3?
I mean, where do we stand? I'm encouraged. I'm optimistic. But, you know, I think as coaches, you're always – it's always what does tomorrow bring, you know? I mean, I know in New Orleans we set records in 2011 and we got to the San Francisco game. And we're like, man, I don't know if we'll be able to get a first down. This defense is so good. So I'm sure the Broncos felt the same thing last year going into the Super Bowl. And so I think it's always – you're always have a little bit of, you know – I don't want to use the word insecurity, but you always feel this urgency. You know, if we had scored 80 points a game in these first two games, I would still feel the same way I feel now. Like, hey, we got to do it tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So I'm encouraged. I'm optimistic, but I'm always got a little bit of that nervous tension.
With this offense, how many, and the way it's structured, how many running backs, wide receivers do you feel like you guys need to carry?
I'm not sure. I'd like them all. I mean, they all have – they really do. It's both rooms have players with unique skill sets, and I'd like to have access to all those skill sets. And it's going to be some tough decisions because there's – we're going to have to – there's going to be some players that I would really like to keep that just numbers-wise we probably won't be able to. And I don't know exactly who they are yet. We're still having those discussions, and they're still practicing games to play out. But – it's they've done a really good job around here of getting good skill level. I'm really impressed with his blocking. I knew what I was getting a little bit as a receiver, and maybe he's even a little bit better than I anticipated as far as running routes. I mean, I knew he had a great catching radius and all those things, but he can run routes, but it's the blocking. You know, a guy that tall that kind of had a reputation of not being a blocker, he has really embraced it. I think, you know, a lot of that, you know, Coach Ron Prince, the tight end coach, does a phenomenal job of teaching blocking techniques to those guys. And I think you can see it with all three that they've really improved. They've embraced that role, which is half the battle, you know, that they they're enthusiastic about taking on and doing some of the dirty work. And I think the whole group has been impressive from that standpoint.
Are there many teams that can line up across the board with the size you have, with Durham and Calvin and Pettigrew and Poirier?
Well, I hope not. Yeah. No, look, bigger's better, faster's better, stronger's better. And doesn't mean that there's not, you know, smaller guys that are phenomenal, obviously. But, yeah, I think our size is an advantage for us, for sure.
The offensive line, the continuity that you have there, how much does that help with all the weapons you have around that's not, you know?
Yeah, it's very comforting. You know, I think that that's a group that the leadership from the center is, Dominic, is phenomenal. And that gives them an added – he helps bring an attitude and a toughness that, to me, is almost first and foremost. I think the attitude of an offensive line permeates the whole team, you know, the offense and even the defense, you know, although we got some tough guys over there too. But that's a good thing. And then I think that they, whatever that they've had to learn that's new with this offense, they've done a great job. I think the coaching over there is phenomenal. And so I like the continuity, like you said. I like the skill sets of those players. I like their attitude, and I'm very confident in that group.
Is it a tough balancing act to make sure that with all the new weapons that you've got, that Calvin sees enough, that you're running the ball enough, and that you've got a good...
Yeah, it's the best problem you can have, but it is something that you have to burn some calories on to make sure that you're using all your tools. But I'm never going to complain about that problem, I promise. So, you know, it is something that you've got to look at it and say, gosh, we got these good players. We can't just only give the ball to one guy. And certainly that's not a recipe for success either. But
do you have a specific number and say we want to get to Calvin X number of times?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think there's a specific – I mean, as much as possible. I mean, he obviously is a phenomenal talent, phenomenal player, phenomenal person. And so if they're letting you throw the ball to him, you want to throw the ball to him for sure. I think one of the good things maybe of him not playing in the preseason is it does – you know, I think you have seen some distribution with the football that I think is going to help a player like him, that you can't just say he's not catching the ball, what else are you going to do? You know, I think we've hopefully the players have gained some confidence that ball can be distributed and it doesn't have to be just a one-man show.
What's your thoughts about Jake Collins, both on the field and off the field?
Yeah.
What stands out to you about him?
I think he's a great teammate. You know, he's got a good sense of humor, hard worker. Everyone likes him. He's very popular in the weight room. You know, I know in New Orleans he was – some. I didn't know this, but some said, you know, he was one of the defense's favorite guys. So he's a great guy to have around, one of my personal favorites. And then, you know, as a player, he is just one of those guys that does all the dirty work, very dependable. You know, you can give him a job and you know he's going to do it the right way. You know, we'll throw it up in there and bang away at some defenses. He's got good hands. If you ask him, he's going to make a lot of yards after the catch. And so he's just one of those dependable pieces that, you know, that fits a lot of the things we're doing.
Last question, guys. NFL coordinator, I'm curious what's been different about the job than you expected and how have you sort of made this offense your own so far?
Yeah, I think it's if you say how I made it my own, I don't know if I've made it my own as much as just taking – a lot of the input of the other coaches, you know, some of the run game that we're doing and, you know, a lot of the past ideas have been inputs from the other assistants that we have that you know, have a lot of intellectual property that we've stolen and just combined the offense together where, you know, I know there's a lot of, hey, they're doing the Saints offense. I think there's a significant difference that you'd call this the Lions offense now. And what was your other – Well, I think that's just it. You know, I think when you were 7 years kind of grooving in a certain routine and a certain way of doing business and just everything from the difference in how we do training camp and how we do practice plans and just kind of fitting in, you know, the way that you've been used to and doing for 7 years and trying to readjust to a new way of doing things, which has been good. It's been really good. But it's been, you know, just having to figure all that out. We'll be right back.